Welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of Focus Richmond, brought to you by Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. Today, we're talking with Dr. Emily Godbout, an epidemiologist and pediatric infectious disease specialist. Dr. Godbout, let's talk about the must-knows for parents regarding COVID-19. I think the number one topic on people's minds, how can parents protect their children?
So I think the best thing that we can do for our children is to practice good infection prevention strategies. I know that there are a lot more things opening up locally, but the more time you spend and the closer in space you are to other people, potentially the higher the risk. So we always want to choose doing outdoor activities over indoor activities. You want to choose masking over not masking, and always choose to be in a larger amount of space than a smaller amount of space.
Are the symptoms for children the same as in adults?
Children, for the most part, will have signs or symptoms of a common cold. Adults are more likely to have sort of the classic three symptoms of fever, shortness of breath, and cough. Kids may or may not have some of those symptoms. One of the silver linings of this COVID-19 pandemic is that children, on the whole, do very, very well. They can get very sick or have severe complications, but it is very rare.
I've heard a lot about multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. What's that?
So this is a condition where different body parts can become inflamed. We don't know exactly what causes it, but we do believe that COVID-19 is linked to this condition. Normally with this type of process, we see high persistent fevers along with severe belly pain, rash, red eyes, peeling of the hands and the feet. And I know this all sounds very, very scary, but it is rare. It can be serious, but most children who have been diagnosed with this condition have gotten better with medical care. And most children with COVID-19 infection will not go on to develop this inflammatory syndrome.
What should I do if I suspect my child has COVID-19?
So I would say number 1, 2, and 3, don't panic. I would start with calling your child's doctor to discuss the next best steps. If at any point your child had difficulty breathing, unable to maintain their hydration, if they seem confused, if they are having severe belly pain, those are all signs that I would go immediately to an emergency room or seek care. Otherwise, I would call your doctor and check in and see what the next best steps are.
Thank you, Dr. Godbout. Join us again every Tuesday and Thursday just after 10 a.m. for Focus Richmond COVID-19 updates with VCU Health and the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. To learn more, please visit chrichmond.org/COVID-19.